Hi, welcome to another episode of Cold Fusion. In 2013, Netflix began making original content, and the executive at the time, Ted Sarandos, said this, quote, "The goal is to become HBO faster than HBO can become us," end quote. Keep in mind, this is the year that HBO was at their peak, with hit shows like Game of Thrones. It sounded crazy back then, but 12 years on, Netflix is actually quite close to eating up HBO, and that's as a part of a wider acquisition of Warner Brothers. The same Warner Brothers with that iconic WB logo, the one that we've been seeing at the start of so many of our favourite movies. Founded all the way back in 1923, Warner Brothers is still a massive name from the 20th century, especially after their merger with Discovery in 2022. They now own some media entities you may have heard of, the Harry Potter franchise, the DC Studios, CNN, Cartoon Network, and more. Netflix, on the other hand, was started in 1997 as a DVD mailing company. They tried to sell themselves to Blockbuster Video but were rejected. To see Netflix aiming to buy out one of the largest media empires in the world is certainly a turn of events. It's a modern business story that tells us about where we stand today in our culture and our technology. The deal would see Netflix gain a lot of Warner Brothers IP, Warner Brothers production and distribution capacity, and crucially, Netflix's largest competitor, HBO Max. But the merger has been far from universally praised. Hollywood is panicking, regulators are furious, and there's a real possibility that consumers will be hurt. Shortly after the Netflix deal was announced, a hostile takeover bid has been placed by Paramount Skydance, backed by none other than the billionaire Ellison family, who also own Oracle, by the way. They even tried to bribe the Warner Brothers CEO with hundreds of millions of dollars. But in mid-December, the board of Warner Brothers officially rejected the Paramount deal. But all of this has everyone talking, not only because of its potential impacts for Hollywood and the film industry, but it's because deals like this could shape how similar deals for big corporations could work in the future. And that, in turn, could affect us all, even if you don't watch movies or TV shows. So, let's take a look.
You are watching Cold Fusion TV.
Netflix will be the new home for franchises like Batman, The Sopranos, Big Bang Theory, and Game of Thrones. The deal also means Netflix will take ownership of its rival streaming service, HBO Max.
In a press release on December 5th, 2025, Netflix stated that they would acquire Warner Brothers film and television studios, plus HBO and the streaming service HBO Max. The deal is set to be valued at $82.7 billion, including debt. But to be clear, Netflix wasn't going to be buying CNN, Cartoon Network, Discovery Plus, or Adult Swim. The company stated, quote, "By adding the deep film and TV libraries of HBO and HBO Max programming, Netflix members will have even more high-quality titles from which to choose. This allows Netflix to optimize its plans for consumers, enhancing viewing options and expanding access to content." End quote. Who knows what optimizing plans for consumers means? Perhaps another subscription tier that includes HBO shows. The press release goes on to say, quote, "Combination will offer more choice and greater value for consumers, create more opportunities for the creative community, and generate shareholder value." End quote. At first, yes, Netflix subscribers will get more shows, which is great. But what do you think will happen after a couple of years? That comes in the next line of the statement, generating shareholder value. Whenever the concept of maximizing shareholder value is mentioned as a goal, there comes a point where the only way to grow your revenues is by treating your customers worse. After Netflix stock crashed in March of 2022, the company made it their mission not to disappoint shareholders again. Prices of subscriptions went up, 12% and counting, just this year in the US. An advertising subscription tier was launched, and there was no more password sharing. There's your shareholder value. But this all isn't to mention the job cuts. Netflix states that there'll be about $2 to $3 billion in savings from the merger. Translation, job cuts. This has been proven every single time Warner Brothers goes through a merger, so this time will probably be no different. So what would Warner Brothers get out of it? Well, basically, immediate financial returns and a stronger presence in the streaming market. For Netflix, their shareholders will be happy, but consumers will pay more. There could be more ads and possible job cuts, but there's a real possibility that this deal could impact Hollywood in a big way. This deal is sort of an inflection point. It shows us that big tech is indeed swallowing everything. With Netflix's acquisition of Warner Brothers film studios, this time it's Hollywood that's getting swallowed. If we're charitable, the outcome could see Netflix inject some much-needed life into Hollywood. it's no secret that a lot of moviegoers aren't happy with the state of movies at the moment. Remakes upon remakes and unoriginal stories dominate the screens. Out-of-the-box thinking is punished by poor movie turnout. It's much safer to stick with what works. Could Netflix change all of this? Could they provide a backstop for risky ideas? It's possible, but there's another way this could go. The early version of Netflix disrupted television, but the Warner Brothers merger could disrupt and damage cinema. A group of anonymous movie producers released a joint statement to Congress about the merger. Quote, Netflix views any time spent watching a movie in a theater as time not spent on their platform. They have no incentive to support theatrical exhibition, and they have every incentive to kill it. End quote. Now, are they just panicking for no reason? Well, not really. There is some basis to what they're saying. In 2024, Ted Sarandos called the cinema first model, quote, outmoded, and pledged to, quote, give our members exclusive first run movies on Netflix, end quote. In 2025, he stated that people would much rather watch movies at home than in movie cinemas. With Netflix being a growth stock, investor pressure could push Warner Brothers Studios into streaming to save costs. This would be a massive blow to traditional Hollywood. With IP like Succession, Game of Thrones, the entire Harry Potter franchise, King Kong, Superman, Dune, Blade Runner, DC Comics, The Matrix, Looney Tunes, and much more, some worry about what could happen to them. Imagine the Matrix Netflix series. It could be amazing, or one of the worst things ever seen. People don't like that uncertainty. But beyond the cultural aspects and the impacts to cinema and Hollywood, there's even more resistance when it comes to this deal. But first, let's switch to the infamous hostile takeover bid from Paramount, and this is where the fight really begins.
Oh, because they did the acquisition. So it's like Warner Brothers and Netflix.
It was actually in October of this year when Warner Brothers first put themselves up for sale, and Netflix eventually beat out Comcast and Paramount Skydance, with the latter trying to get Warner Brothers for a while now. But Paramount Skydance are now back with a vengeance.
We are offering shareholders $17.6 billion more cash than the deal they currently have signed up with Netflix, and we believe when they see what is currently in our offer, that that's what they'll vote for.
The chief executive, David Ellison, Larry Ellison's son, launched a hostile takeover bid, making the case directly to shareholders. In the corporate world, a hostile takeover bid basically is when a company attempts to buy another without the approval of the target's management, usually making a direct offer to purchase sales from its shareholders. The takeover bid includes finance from Middle Eastern sources, including the sovereign wealth funds of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Abu Dhabi. Possible direct foreign part ownership of an entity like CNN has raised some eyebrows. But that's not all. Netflix is offering to pay $23.25 per share and giving existing Warner Brothers shareholders a stake in the new company. A mix of cash and equity, it says, is worth about $27.75 per share. Meanwhile, Paramount is bidding for the entire company, including its declining pay TV networks like CNN and Cartoon Network, valuing Warner Brothers at $108.4 billion. It's offering $30 per share in an all-in cash deal, which they say provides greater certainty for stakeholders than Netflix's proposal. It could mean that David Ellison, whose dad is close to Trump, will get CNN, as well as already owning CBS. Not to mention that Oracle of Larry Ellison will hold part of a controlling stake in TikTok. In mid-December, the board of Warner Brothers officially rejected the Paramount deal. They roasted Paramount and the Ellison family in a 94-page report. They stated that they were aggressive, disorganized, and submitted bids after deadlines. They stated that the documents provided by Paramount, quote, contained gaps, loopholes, and limitations that put you, our shareholders, and our company at risk, end quote. They also had concerns over financing, indicating that they thought it was a bit shaky.
I have enormous respect, as does the board, for the Ellison family and for the Paramount company. They just didn't measure up on these bids.
Warner Brothers go on to say that Paramount has consistently misled shareholders. And in a twist, Warner Brothers CEO, David Zaslav, was essentially bribed by the Ellisons. Reason being, Paramount were going to give him a compensation package worth several hundred millions of dollars if a deal between Paramount and Warner Brothers went through. David simply told the Ellisons that it was inappropriate. But the story isn't over. Being a hostile takeover, the ultimate decision still rests with the Warner Brothers shareholders and not the board, and the shareholder vote is still months away. So who will really win? Only time will tell, and this still is a developing story. Confirmation could be months away. But whichever way it goes, the concerns from regulators will be valid. In either case, cost-cutting and profit-driving measures are likely to hurt consumers and the media industry. In yet more chaos, a class action lawsuit was filed against Netflix, stating that their deal would push up consumer streaming prices. Netflix dismissed the suit, calling it meritless. The DOJ and FTC will probably be watching the Netflix deal like a hawk if it goes ahead. But why specifically Netflix and not Paramount? Well, the main worry that regulators have is the massive amount of content Netflix would now have. Netflix is already the world's largest streaming service with 300 million people, so gaining so much extra IP, along with that fact, is a massive risk of monopolistic power. They could gain pricing control over subscription costs, licensing, and where and when content gets seen. Rival streaming services will have a tough time competing on content. As Forbes puts it, a combined Netflix-Warner entity could control a very big share of global and US streaming and content distribution, reducing competition. Regulatory approval must be had from US and foreign governments, and the chances are there'll be some resistance. But despite this, Netflix CEO said that the company is, quote, highly confident, end quote, it will get approval for the merger. But plenty aren't happy about it. Jason Kilar, former Warner Media CEO, stated on X, quote, if I was tasked with doing so, I could not think of a more effective way to reduce competition in Hollywood than selling Warner Brothers Discovery to Netflix, end quote. David Morrison, senior market analyst at Trade Nation London, says, quote, the formation of such a large and powerful streaming conglomerate has the potential to block out competition from smaller outfits and price out smaller producers, thereby reducing choice. Viewers could face higher charges in the future, end quote. The Writers Guild of America chimes in with grave concern, quote, the world's largest streaming company swallowing one of its biggest competitors is what antitrust laws were designed to prevent. The outcome would eliminate jobs, push down wages, worsen conditions for all entertainment workers, raise prices for consumers, and reduce the volume and density of content for all viewers. This merger must be blocked, end quote. Traditional theatrical first release windows could shrink or disappear. Some fear that the big blockbuster films may go straight to streaming, hurting cinemas and altering the movie experience. So the deal could go as follows. More premium HBO-style content for Netflix, and one less streaming service to juggle between. Of course, until the price rises to unaffordable levels. As for Netflix and Warner Brothers, both companies have a gun to each other's head while shaking hands. Netflix will pay Warner Brothers a $5.8 billion breakup fee, while Warner Brothers will pay Netflix $2.8 billion if the deal blows up. In 2010, when asked about Netflix being a viable competitor in entertainment, then CEO of Time Warner, Jeff Bukes, dismissed Netflix, stating, quote, it's a little bit like, is the Albanian army going to take over the world? End quote. Asked how he would reply to that comment in 2025, Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos hit back saying, quote, I would say it in Albanian if I could, end quote. Say what you will, but purely from a business standpoint, it's just insane how large Netflix has grown. It's a wild time to be alive and see this happen, but it is what it is. So what do you guys think? Do you think Netflix or Paramount will land the deal? And if Netflix does get the deal, do you think it will be a positive shakeup for Hollywood? Or do you think Netflix will just cut costs, raise prices, and strangle entertainment media for the benefit of their shareholders? Let me know in the comments section below. In a lot of my videos, there's large amounts of data to interpret. Learning how to truly understand data and analyze it not only helps me with my videos, but it's changed the way I see the world. That's exactly why we partnered with Brilliant. Brilliant is designed to help you build real mastery in subjects like maths, data analytics, and computer science through visual, interactive problem solving and personalized practice. What I love is how Brilliant adapts to you. It meets you at your level and adjusts to how you learn. You can practice and review in a personalized way, so you're always progressing at the right pace. With their expanded 2025 content library, there's more depth than ever. From everyday data reasoning and probability, all the way to advanced problem solving and the math that underpins modern AI. For example, their course on data lets you learn data visualization with interactive lessons. You're actively engaging with problems until the ideas genuinely make sense. Everything is carefully crafted by experts from places like Stanford, MIT, Caltech, and leading tech companies. With the new year coming up, it's honestly one of the best times to start building the habit of learning, not for grades and credentials, but for the way it sharpens how you think, reason, and approach challenges. To start learning for free, head to brilliant.org/coldfusion, scan the QR code on the screen, or click the link in the description. Brilliant's also offering Cold Fusion viewers 20% off an annual premium subscription, which gives you unlimited daily access to everything Brilliant. Anyway, that's about it from me. Thanks for watching. If you did enjoy this episode, feel free to subscribe. My name is DeGogo, and you've been watching Cold Fusion, and I'll catch you again soon for the next episode. Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
New thinking.